entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Looky here, bitches. You're listening to the DJ New Style Show. I'm over here fucking your mother. You fucking dick knobs. Dude, man, I got fucking nothing to say. Fucking you do some shit, man. Fucking hell. I'm like fucking out of sentences, man. Fucking in my head, it's nothing.
I say, hey, baby doll, you swing your shit like a wrecking ball. 5'11" tall, dark brown eyes, caramel skin. I ain't seen you in my life, sugar, where you been? Tell me, who's your friend? Cause this is my man, so won't set it off between them, love, cause that's the plan. Hook your friend with my man, come sit in my lap. I'll listen to your yap, then I'll bust my rap. I'll size up your gap, you size up my phone. It's sticking meaty like a hot calzone. Fresh out the oven with the all-night loving. I freak the style you like, but don't get from your husband. And when I call, just tell him I'm your cousin. I got a dozen cousins just like you.
Reach out to our princess.
To mine, I heard a thrust with no cut. I never been stuck from neck back to butt. Handcuffs and stuff as I watch you strut. To the window, your lens out with your silhouette. Then you bend low, lick my crack to my chest. I defend my manhood and co-represent. I command my sex with a harmony text. Mysteries and signs equate the dumps to destinies. Blessing me, varieties of ecstasy. You do me so slow, I blaze indeed. I nickname you Luna Beam, LSD. IBI, any queen who is deceit. If you could dissect me in my scientific scene. Seckle, baby, I'm real. Come on, red bone steel and Cherokee appeal.
In my tracks, run up and ask. At any time in your life, have you been blessed? No need to second guess. You be banging like that dress, hanging off your frame. If it's all the same, let me throw my game. Hit you for your name, plus your area code. I might overload, but that won't explode. Baby, don't until you're ready. My name ain't Crazy Legs, hun, but I can rock steady. Blowing up the spot like J. Paul Getty.
Want me to say
the DJ New Style Show. Coming to you live from New Jersey, safely isolated from Patterson, Irvington, Camden, and Newark, we proudly bring to you the DJ New Style Show.
This talk is not good.
The homo didn't touch it.
Are you guys having a killer time?
Oh, yes.
Sweet.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
No. No. No.
Yeah.
Oh,
snap! God damn, welcome, welcome, one and all, to your Tuesday Night Miracle. It's the DJ New Style Show, exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears, and the place to be. Now, I know this is an older intro, this is crazy and creepy, but you know what else is? You guessed it. Rammstein!
Yeah!
Yes. Welcome, welcome, one and all. Thank you for tuning in to the DJ New Style Show. DJNewStyleShow.com.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2.
Is there any reason why we're learning to count with you, Frank? I mean,
is oh, I didn't realize we were broadcasting.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know if you've been listening to the past minute or two, 6 minutes or whatever it has been, but we are broadcasting. And as Cactus Phone in the HearUsTalk.com chat room likes to point out, you've maxed out at 8 as far as counting goes. So I guess you like multiples of 8. That's okay. We're not going to hold it against you, Frank. Frank, how you doing tonight?
Hey, what's up, Ken? How's it going?
I'm having a fucking dandy of a day. Let me tell you. Having a goddamn great time. I hope everything's well on your end. Hope everything's going fucking fine. Fantastic, even.
Yeah, absolutely. Did you get home okay?
Excuse me?
I said, did you get home okay?
Yeah, I got home fine.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, I got home fine after I found out that that my car has completely burned up whatever oil it had in its engine, which was amazing. I gotta hand it to the Japanese, the flashing red light. Nothing causes more fucking anxiety in the world than a light on my dashboard. Why is it there? When's it gonna stop?
Okay, wait a second. It just came up today out of nowhere?
Yes, out of nowhere.
Don't they usually give you, like, a few days' notice that eventually you're going to be running out?
A few days' notice? It's not exactly like a fucking Outlook calendar item, Frank. It's a goddamn, you know, chemical that isn't present in my fucking engine anymore.
Are you aware that I have not put oil in my car in over 2 years?
You haven't put oil in your car, but you've had the oil changed.
I had the oil changed probably about a year ago.
So in a year, you've had the same oil?
Yes.
Well, then you must not drive a lot.
I think that whole 3,000 miles thing is a bunch of bullshit.
I think it is. It's a bunch of hooey. But the problem is, if you have a car that you know, loves the taste of oil, loves cooking it up, smoking it down, and just completely burning everything up until it's just a paste on the side of your engine and everything else, then you know, it's not necessarily a bunch of lies. However, usually your oil can last about 5,000 miles.
Yeah, and honestly, I've gone 15.
15?
15,000.
It's not good.
It's not good, but I'm too lazy to go there and get it changed, even though I just have to sit in my car and I can watch TV as I'm doing it.
I know that we've mentioned this, but Frank, where I would normally say, you know, you're a lazy fuck, get your shit in order, I'm the same way. I'm the exact same way with anything. Haircuts, fucking oil changes. I just don't do them. As long as everything goes to plan, if I don't look like a terrorist, then, you know, I can go another day without getting a haircut. If my car runs, looks like I can get the oil change another day. I need to fucking have some kind of a way to just be able to do things that don't necessarily need to be done now. Everything I've ever done has been on, like, a last-second fucking basis, and it's driving me insane. To the point where this show, you know, 9 o'clock... everything is set. And as far as I know, everything is set. I don't know. I might discover that something hasn't been fucking turned on, something hasn't been sent out, whatever. But it's fucking madness. Do you find that you live as a procrastinator?
Well, I'm a huge procrastinator. I'm because I'm very lazy. And I put things off to the last minute. Like today I did my income tax. I went to get my income tax taken care of. And I didn't, you know, just get everything together until late last night, you know?
Yeah. Last night is the first day that you've even thought about getting your income taxes done.
No. I didn't get all my all my receipts and all of my income shit together until last night, like around 2 o'clock in the morning when I had an early appointment.
2 o'clock in the morning, and you were going to meet him early today?
Yeah, we met today.
Yeah.
Well, wow. I met her, yeah.
Her, okay. So is that a problem? I mean, do you feel that she's not going to do a good enough job?
No. She'll do a good job. You know, as whatever. I mean, honest, whatever. It doesn't matter.
No, the thing is, you went out of your way to point out that it was a woman. Do you have any particular feeling that a woman would do a better job or a worse job as far as your taxes go?
I think they're comparable.
Okay, I agree.
She's smarter than me, I'll tell you that much.
Well, you know the fry fucking cook at Wendy's can probably do a better job at the taxes than you.
I mean, you did say I was dumb as a stump.
I did. And you know what, Frank? I'm very mean to you, but today I implore you, do not get on my ass about anything fucking technical involving this show. I will fucking just explode and be completely inappropriate.
Right, first of all, you don't
disproportionately rude to you.
You don't threaten me, number one. Number two, I'm older than you. You show me respect.
I don't have to show you respect, Frank.
You show me respect.
You're the first one to die if we're in a fucking a shipwreck. Honestly, if we're in a fucking the high seas and you know it's not looking good for our vessel, and I don't know why I'm all of a sudden envisioning some kind of a fucking naval voyage, but you would die if we got into trouble.
I'd throw you overboard to feed the fucking sharks.
I don't know how you do that while you're plummeting to the bottom of the sea floor. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Germ Freak. Who's this?
Hello, this is Frank's accountant.
Oh my God, Frank's accountant, how are you?
Oh no, I cannot hear what she's saying.
Hello, Frank. How are you?
I'm here.
It's so good to see you earlier today.
Oh, please stop. Listen.
This is Frank's accountant.
We had a very good visit today. She took care of me very nicely. I want to thank you for that. But your voice went through me like prune juice.
Frank, I'm so upset that you stay up all night long. I don't think that's good for your work ethic.
Oh, God, help me.
How am I supposed to help you?
It's the worst. That's exactly what she sounds like. It's just awful.
Now,
awful.
Well, of course it's exactly what she sounds like. It's her on the phone. Now, Frank's accountant, I don't know if you have a name. Frank, what is your accountant's name?
Her name is Judith.
Judith, sorry, you know, I don't mean to be on a first name basis with you. However, I need to know a little bit about Frank's preparation as far as his taxes are concerned. Did he have everything in line for you? Was everything okay?
He did. It's just amongst all the Hackstra maps and and receipts from Starbucks, I couldn't even get it together. Frank.
Well, I had my stuff inside of a Hackstra map, my receipts and everything, and that's why I brought it in.
You brought the map in. You didn't have a folder.
That's why I used my map as a folder. I put all my receipts and everything in the Hackstra map, and I bring it there.
And you just threw it on her desk and said, Judith,
yeah,
take care of this.
And unbeknownst to me, that you cannot. I didn't realize you could not deduct Starbucks.
No, you can't. You can't. Because you live a slovenly life, and you need caffeine to stay awake so you can get, you know, the minimal amount of work done. It's not a business expense.
But
Now, Judith, did he have any like shady write-offs or anything like that, or?
You know, some videos and things.
Excuse me?
I don't want to get into that. Donna to find out.
Were they marital aids? Oh, they weren't marital aids because Donna's not aware of them.
Right, they were just for him. Something about young boys or something.
What?
Oh my goodness.
Judith, thank you for calling the show.
God. This is just highly inappropriate. Leveling all kinds of charges at this bald fuck. 316-768. If you want to call the show, I guess I should say the rest of the number. It's 316-768-4472. That's the DJ New Style Show. Go to DJNewStyleShow.com, download our old episodes, subscribe. I know you have some kind of a device that you can hear this on because you're hearing me say it to you. Do you see how this works? That means you could have heard me say it weeks and weeks ago. But tomorrow, it's the magic of time travel. It's the magic of internet radio. It's here. It's now. It's today. I don't know, Frank. Right now, I think you're probably ahead of the normal schedule with your taxes. Wouldn't you agree? Usually you're probably like April 15th scrambling.
I usually a couple weeks beforehand. I usually don't pay it until, you know, I usually don't write the check out and mail it. Do you mail it out until the day before?
316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show. Who's this?
Sank.
Who's this?
Sank.
Sank? Sink.
Yes.
Oh, it's Sink. I'm sorry, you said Sank, and I had no idea who the hell you were.
No, you know the shit you wash your dishes in.
Yes, it's Sink. It's also the thing that that Frank's ship would do if he were to build one and sail one on the seas, because he's a failure. How are you, Sink?
I'm doing excellent. Yourself?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing all right. I want to thank you for becoming a sponsor on heroestalk.com. I've noticed that you've decided to link to a message board filled with, you know, just the most positive people that you could ever imagine. I believe it's called Fuck the Bag in FBA. And the ad that you've chosen, you know, to lure people to the site is, check out New Style's Mighty Cock. So I think you've probably gotten a lot more visitors. Is that correct?
We're still linking to that damn board. Damn, it was supposed to be a link to, you know, Teddy and you and little Mighty Cock action. So now what's going on? I guess I need to update where we're linking to.
Perhaps you should. Perhaps you should.
Yeah, I think I should.
So what's going on with you?
I do have the ad link to Adult ADD because, you know, we're still really concerned about Frank and his problems. I think this is where it all stems with Frank. It's his ADD.
It absolutely is. Everything that goes wrong, Frank, is your adult ADD.
I want to thank you for looking out for me.
Hey, man, I'm just looking out for you, Frank, because, you know, the wife that you have to put up with.
Whew. Excuse me?
Well, you know, you just hear what that woman has to do for you. Make you sandwiches, you procrastinate. It's all got to be the ADD. Hey, now, what I really wanted to talk to you about was the taxes.
Yes, sir.
Judith, the deal, I think what we should do is arrange, you know, a little submittal to the IRS for one of these anonymous audits. I hear that's just a fantastic tack to take. And
is that all the rage?
Stuff and see how that goes when they audit you.
Is that the rage on the internet now? To
apparently all the rage is anonymous IRS. So I'm thinking, you know, Judith's onto something, and we should just go balls out and start anonymous IRSing Frank.
I hope that everybody who does this, you know, you're obviously stupid. I hope you all die. I hope you all die. I hope you all get caught, and I hope you all do a little time in jail for, you know, basically what amounts to your stupid and ill-advised version of a message board prank. I can't wait to see these people locked up for fucking years for some federal crime because they didn't like somebody with a fake username. Fucking ridiculous.
What's up next? Podcast Wars. I'm out.
Oh, Sink. Yeah, we don't partake in podcast wars.
Fuck the What Show.
Yeah, except for that. The What Show can eat my fucking ass. How about that? What up now, Pat? Or should I say Irish Alky? What do you drink? You're from Ireland?
Is that your gig, dude?
It's the worst. Whenever you try to make fun of somebody's fake name, you always dissect it into its stupid parts. That's the best anybody can ever do. That's it. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You dissect the name or switch it around into something else. The creative people will change one word in the username. It's amazing. Frank, I don't know. At least your health is okay. Sink is looking out for the adult ADD. He's trying to put a little money down for the cure. And it's been nothing but good news lately for you. Is that right? I mean, you've been to the doctors. You've been checked out. Everything's going well.
You'd think. I had a little bit of a problem. Something's come back and
nothing serious, right?
Well, I think I showed you some evidence of it. My fissure has come back. All of a sudden I realized that my ass cheeks were very sticky. My underwears were soiled with blood, and I realized that my anal fissure is back. It is utter torture. To go to the bathroom.
So you now have an anal fissure again. It's
my
back.
Anal fissure is back.
It's reopened.
The wound is bigger and better than ever.
bigger, better than ever, new and improved.
Yes,
fantastic.
I'm bleeding. The toilet bowl looks like I have my period.
Yeah, you've sent me a picture of something which I didn't need to see.
Yes,
you sent me a picture of your bloody toilet paper.
Yes.
And I'm gonna try and get this on the camera here, but so bear with me. But it's just a gigantic waste of toilet paper, probably like 3 or 4 feet, all bunched up, and just a fucking mess.
It's awful.
And you
it's
have
an
it
embarrassment.
And you have it in a garbage can with the blood and pus side up.
Right.
It's fucking disgusting, Frank.
Well,
there's absolutely
nobody told you to look.
There's absolutely nothing good about that.
Nobody told you to look.
Yeah, I'm going to try. And again, I'm going to try to get that on there. And the thing that I've noticed is that the only other garbage that you can kind of see is all snack wrappers and fucking chip bags.
I checked that out, and it was a granola bar. It was Lukey's granola bar.
Oh, so it's healthier. That's okay. You know, you have to have some health with the complete disgust, but that's okay. Not too bad. What's going on with you, Frank? Can't you just have a fucking normal ass? Why is it we always have to hear about your fucking disgusting ass?
I don't know, and
explain
I'm tired of
this
it.
To me.
I'm tired of the pain and the torture that goes on underneath there. I can't live like a regular human being because of my problem. And this is why I am all for colostomy bags again. If I had a colostomy bag, I wouldn't have to worry about a bleeding anus.
Ugh, you're so fucking foul. You have no idea how fucking foul and just terrible you are. I'm going to try to get this on here as soon as possible. It's a very vile sight. I don't want to spend too much time even looking at it to get it up on the screen. But Frank,
oh, this is somebody who took pictures of his duties for 3 months.
I have yet to post a bloody one, Frank. I have yet to post a fucking war injury.
You never had a blood. You never. Your ass never bled. You never had a bloody ass.
I've had a bloody ass. We all have. Yeah, it's true. But Frank, this is not. This is just on a different level. It literally is a huge wad of toilet paper, like a woman, a scared woman would use to kill a fucking insect.
Would it be awful if I took, if I actually showed my whole family that paper and walked around the house with it?
If you held it up and like tried to put it in their face?
I don't know. I was just showing everybody, my kids and everything.
Were you proud of it? Why were you showing them this?
To see the agony that I was going through.
Well, we're almost here, so I'm gonna put it up on my cam here.
Oh, the suspense is killing me.
Yeah, there it is. That's your bloody ass paper that you emailed to me.
Yes,
fantastic. It looks like a really zoomed in shot of a tampon that went through the wash or something, or a fucking maxi pad that just exploded. Frank, you're terrible.
That is from my ass.
Yeah, I would hope so. I hope it's not from a fucking gut shot wound. Why is it that? And what did you have to do to produce this blood? Just wipe?
Yeah, that's it.
You're just constantly leaking blood.
I have blood coming out of my ass.
Fantastic. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with a bloody ass germ freak. Who's this?
This is Loacherman.
Loacherman, how are you?
Hey, Loacherman, what's going on?
What's going on?
Frank, why have you forsaken me?
Why didn't you stick with the Loacherman?
Well, the Loacherman wasn't for my anus. The Loacherman was for my front.
This is fucking
rub
disgusting.
Rub me on your anus, Frank.
So Loacherman thinks he can get the job done around back, too. Is that right, Loacherman? You can do it all.
Rub some on your fist and fist your bumhole.
I don't think that's good advice for a man with an anal fissure, Loacherman. I don't think that's what you want to do.
Shower me in your ass blood.
All right, people are begging to not see the picture anymore, so I'm taking it off. Loacherman, you're just being inappropriate right now. I want to let you know that this is not called for. I'm hanging up on him, Frank. I don't think that, by the way, I don't think that was the real Loacherman that called in. I just want to say, Frank, why can't you just go to a doctor and have this taken care of? What is it about fissure with you that is so fucking recurring? I don't understand.
I've gone to a doctor before, and there's nothing you can do except for a sitz bath, and I'll be damned if I'm going to sit my ass in a bucket of water.
316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Germ Freak. Who's this? Oh, he hung up. I bet you that was Loacherman again. He was pretty steamed. And you know what? Again, I'll say this. I'm not convinced that was the real Loacherman. The actual Loacherman is a nicer lotion. It really is. So, Frank, I don't know what exactly is going on with you. But I think that you should probably try whatever they say it is. A sitz bath? You should just go ahead and do it. Calm the ass down.
Have you ever sat your ass in a bucket of water?
I've never done that. But it doesn't have to be a bucket, does it? Can't it just be like a a tub, like a bathtub? Can't you just fill the tub with something and just fucking soak in there for a while? So, I mean, at least you can pretend you're having that fucking Tony Montana Scarface relaxation moment with a fucking cigar, just arms back, sitting in the tub. But meanwhile, you're healing your anal fissure. They can't stitch this up or anything, cauterize the wound. There's nothing else they can do. All they can do is tell you to sit in sudsy water. That's it.
That's all I can mean. It was humiliating enough when I did go the first time, having to get on a table and go to the side and crouch and open my ass in front of a woman.
So is this what it is? Is this what it is? It goes back to another person trying to help you out being a woman.
It was a man. Judith. A man and woman both looked at my ass.
Oh, well, you know, that's good. Way to be diverse. Why not? Yeah. But the thing is, Frank, is it all about the embarrassment now that you don't want to go back and get healed?
No, I just, there's nothing they can do about it. So I will just, what I'm doing is I'm taking some things to prevent me from going to the bathroom for a few days, and hopefully in that time it'll clear up.
Can you take a fucking blood thickener and hope the shit coagulates before you wipe your ass the next time? I mean, this is something that, like, if I honestly went to the bathroom and saw my dad's ass blood on fucking toilet paper, I wouldn't be the same. I would be a completely traumatized person. And you don't even put it down. You leave the blood up.
Well, I had to take a picture of it. How would I have, if I had it face down, you wouldn't have been able to see it.
No, you wanted your kids to fucking sympathize with you. Because I know you didn't reach back into that garbage can and flip it over. I know you didn't. You're a lazy fuck. You put it in there with the blood showing so that maybe, like, they could be like, oh, my dad's bleeding. You know, I don't know where it's from, but maybe it's because he's so tough. No, kids, it's from his torn asshole. I mean, I'm surprised at you. I'm actually shocked that this is how you would handle bloody toilet paper.
You know what? I'm sure you'll get over it.
No, this is fucking unacceptable, Frank. You go after everybody, tell them, wash the back of your hands, because it's public. You tell everybody
right,
all
right,
the
right,
rules.
Right, right. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, you're putting your ass blood and juices to the public. The public
all
being
right,
your family. Bump.
I'm not gonna.
You must answer for what you've done. Why did you leave the blood side up?
Because I wanted to take a photograph of it. Just like when you take pictures of your crap, you don't flush it
right
away. You
ever,
take pictures of it.
But did you ever flip it back over?
I threw it. Eventually, threw it in a toilet bowl and flushed it.
You reached back into the garbage can.
It was right on top.
But why didn't you?
It was
just
on top of the doily.
But why didn't you just throw it in the toilet and then take a quick picture of it?
Because it would have sunk and the water would have mushed it down.
By the way, I think I'm done with the shit blog thing. I think I'm done with it.
Good.
I flushed a shit without taking a picture, and it felt pretty goddamn good, I have to say. It felt pretty good to not have to photographically document a shit. So I think I might be done doing that. I'm getting called a sellout, whatever. I've only done it for 4 dumps, and
you know
one or two was because you know, my cell phone battery died, but we'll see.
I really don't think many people care if you stop. I don't think it was a big hit.
We got a couple people here saying, oh, no, please don't stop. We want to see your shits. I don't know why. People are fucking disgusting. I can't fucking make a guess as to why they would want to see this, Frank. It's just wrong. Did you do what what I had asked you to do for the thing? Or no, you didn't do that. You didn't write
no,
that.
No. I had no time.
Yeah, okay. Fantastic. Way to help the show out, Frank.
You got it, my friend. You
Way
got
to help it.
Help it
out.
Anything you want.
Hey, did you send the Facebook invites to the show? Oh, you didn't do that either. Okay. Oh, okay. That's okay, Frank.
Is this something that we could discuss after the show, or do you want to discuss it now? Because I'll let it all fucking come out.
You want to let it all come out? Let it all go out.
I'll fucking let it all come out, man.
Wait, when you say everything. When you say it and come out, do you mean blood from your ass? it's the DJ News Style Show.
DJ.
No, that doesn't come yet. That's when we get back. We're going to take a quick break here. It's the DJ News Style Show. DJNewsStyleShow.com on Heroes Talk. Thank you very much. Eat shit. Just kidding. Hold on.
The DJ New Style Show will be right back.
I love that clip, dude. That's why we might as well take our time.
1-6-7-6-8-4-4-7-2. Oh, you're on the DJ New Style Show with Germ Freak. Who's this?
Tidbit 88 again.
Tidbit 88, what's going on?
What's up? I just heard you talking about germ-free techniques. I just wanted to mention another technique he utilizes when he needs to shake someone's hand and doesn't have a clipboard handy.
Uh-oh. Oh, boy. Because to set that up, when he's in a situation where he has to shake hands, he'll carry something so that his hands are occupied and somebody won't even bother. So what's the technique when he has available hands?
John, would you like to share that with us?
Well, what I do is if I don't have anything in my hand and somebody goes to shake my hand, I say, I'm sorry, I have poison ivy. And this will prevent me from shaking somebody's hand. Obviously, they're not going to shake my hand because of the poison ivy. So I just say I have poison ivy on my hand.
That's so gay. It's genius. It's genius, and it's fucking incredibly just gay to put this much thought and conniving into not wanting to touch somebody. By the way, Jersey girl, ha ha ha, homo, she says.
I don't know, what if the person asked them to let me see the rush. Maybe I could get some cream for you.
I got some calamine up there. Is it bad? Let me see. What do you do then? See, all of your plans, I have an instant case that is very probable. With your germ-free technique, it just takes someone like yourself that you just described minutes before describing this whole procedure. Someone that won't acknowledge your beep and request for information. Then you're foiled. You either have to become that asshole that risks an accident, or you have to actually go left and loop around and go the long way. And in this case, someone's just curious about your ailment, maybe wants to help you.
What about
what do you do then? What do you do then?
His technique's only go to step one, and then he hasn't thought him out ever.
Exactly. If someone calls you out on it, it's like, hey, let me see. Is it bad? I have some stuff upstairs. What do you do?
Yeah, what do you do?
Well, come on. That's not going to come.
It'll happen. Believe me.
What if it does happen?
I haven't crossed that bridge yet.
How many times have you used this poison ivy thing?
A few dozen.
And it worked every time?
It works every time.
Does anybody ever give you a dirty look?
They actually thank me. They thank me for not shaking their hand. They thank me.
You got it all worked out.
You're doing them a favor. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you.
Yes. They
go. Are they watching to make sure you don't touch any of their shit? So then maybe it'll transfer that way.
Yeah, but you wouldn't touch any of their stuff anyway, though.
The DJ New Style Show. Sit back, relax, and partake in another Jack Session. I love myself. Yeah, it's me, Jack Francone, and it's time to get down to business with another episode of Jack Sessions, the world's first and only podcast dedicated to masturbation techniques. Today, we got a great tip for a brand new technique here. It's not exactly a masturbation technique, so don't freak out or nothing, but it's every bit as valuable as the no-stitch switch, the Holland Tunnel, the scab grab, and even the old yeller. Yes, it is that important. As a parent, you're going to see your son hit that age where he don't want to be by you no more. And you're probably going to think how fucking lucky you are because you can jerk off without him running in on you like some kind of fucking wacky party pooper. But you know, you're wrong. You're dead fucking wrong. Your son is masturbating just like you, and he's doing it often. You need to let that kid know he's going through changes, and what he's doing don't make him no worse a person than you or me. And you also need to let him know that your possessions are not to be jizzed in. I mean, let's all face it here. Without you even realizing, your son's become a jacker. And we all remember Jack Francone rule number 13. A young jacker is an experimental jacker. Think back to when you were young. I know when I was my son Jimmy's age, I was putting fucking loads in everything from throw pillows to olive loaf. My mother didn't have one pair of pantyhose or stockings or even a bunch of bananas that I didn't ruin from age 11 to 27. So it's a problem, but, you know, it's fixable. I want to open the lines to all you faithful listeners out there that might be suffering from, you know, all your fucking kids pumping their cum into your briefcases or whatever. Let's go to the phones here. Pete, you're on Jack Sessions.
Hey, Jack, love the show. My son Mikey's been wiping his loads on the back of the couch. What can I do?
First, your problem right here, first you need to delete all the old episodes of this podcast. See, your son obviously got into the fucking iTunes or whatever you got, my music, and he listened to episode 23. Because he's clearly a master of what I like to call the stucco couch. You know this. Come on, you're a listener. Next caller.
Jack, first time, long time. Listen, I think my kid jacked off into my coffee cup or something. Because there's this terrible residue, and he won't really admit it, but he keeps citing our hard water problems.
Wow.
Yeah, he's actually really smart for his
age. How old is he?
17.
Get a new cup. Next caller.
Hey, Dad.
Jimmy, I told you never to call this show.
Well, I wanted to let you know that, you know, you should probably get new earbuds.
I just got these. Oh, you...
Sorry, Dad.
Motherfucker.
I shifted in your earbuds. I love
that. That is the fucking West still.
DJ New Style Show. DJ New Style Show is back. Bitches.
Welcome back to the DJ New Style Show. Exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be. Be sure to check out The Awful Hour. Tomorrow night we have an all new episode starting at 9 p.m. And also on Thursday, Best in Show Radio, 8 to 11 p.m. And you can download their old stuff at bestinshowradio.com. We have a whole fucking lineup. It's just goddamn phenomenal. Isn't that right, Germ Freak? Isn't that amazing and everything that's fucking fantastic with the world? Isn't that good? It's a good thing, this internet. You can get a lot of entertainment, but there is some bad stuff, Frank. I've discovered a few things. And when I say discovered, to me, I've come across them. You're right to say that I didn't discover them. And quite frankly, no one should say that unless, you know, no one has ever seen it. But the things that I've found, Frank, are pretty fucking vile, and they're good excuses why the internet is an awful place. And, you know, contrary to popular belief, it's not another internet radio show, although that is also a very, very valid reason why the internet shouldn't exist. But they are other websites and videos and things. And the first one I'd like to talk about, Frank, you've used this. It's Omegle.com. I think it's O-M-E-G-L-E. Omegle? Omegle? How would you say you pronounce that?
Omegle.
Omegle? What's the gist behind this site, Frank?
Omegle, to me, it's sort of like a, it's an anonymous chat with somebody. You find a stranger, you chat with the stranger, never met the person before. You're anonymous, your name doesn't show, there's no screen names, there's no nicknames, and you have an anonymous conversation with somebody, and it's just a great, great, great idea. You learn different things about different people.
It's actually a very terrible idea.
I see.
It's an IM, formatted exactly as AOL Instant Messenger looks like. Your name is blue, the other person is red. But the only difference is, it's a complete fucking stranger. And everybody goes to this site, O-M-E-G-L-E, to talk to fucking complete asshole strangers. Now, at first blush, the site seems like, oh, this is kind of interesting. You know, as soon as you log in, it says, you're now chatting with a random stranger. Say hi. So you say hi. And the other guy says hi. And then where do you go from there, Frank? You either go the silly route, ask about some random fucking thing, and try to be, you know, the funniest man ever, or you try to, you know, get some information and maybe talk to people. So you say, oh, where are you from? Where do you live? And then here come the fucking bullshit answers. Like, oh, I'm from Mars. Oh, you're fucking hilarious, internet stranger. You're a goddamn cut-up. These fucking people on this site irritate the living shit out of me. It's the worst thing ever. I've had a decent experience for the first two chats with strangers, but after that, it's just been downhill. How about you? What are some of your experiences on this thing?
Well, instead of saying hello, somebody's greeting was fuck you, and then when somebody found out that I was not a young boy, he disconnected very quickly.
Well, wait, how did you know he was trying to find out you were a young boy?
Well, he asked my age, and when I told him, he said, see ya.
Really? Okay. I had the first one that I've encountered on this, O-M-E-G-L-E, somebody goes, are you boy or girl? And I said, I am a man. And he goes, do you like boy or girl? And I said, excuse me? And it said, your conversational partner has disconnected. These people are going through conversations really, really quick on Omegle, Omegle.
But that's what's good about it. You want a very quick conversation to cut through the bullshit. It's almost like speed dating with a stranger, but you're not really – it's speed conversation, I like to call it. It's a wonderful, wonderful site. You're anonymous. You could tell the person your street address. It doesn't really matter because the person will never know who you are.
Yeah. It's fucking awful, I think. I think it's awful. Everybody thinks that they're going to be fucking the funniest person on this thing. But you get jaded really, really quick.
You feel very offended when somebody disconnects from the middle of the conversation.
Yeah, I caught somebody trying to be long-winded. And when you're long-winded in the chat, it's usually like some kind of point that's taking three or four presses of the enter key to get across. And he's like, so let me tell you something. I come from Mars and I love Jolly Ranchers. I eat the Jolly Ranchers, but not the pink ones. And I can't, okay, this is fucking hilarious, I typed. And he goes, no, wait, I'm not finished. And the most satisfaction I got from this thing is when after he said, I'm not finished, hitting disconnect and knowing that he's sitting at this fucking screen staring at this person, your conversational partner has disconnected. Just wondering, oh, I didn't even get my fucking punchline out there. It fucking hurts when somebody just, you're trying to do something, you're trying to get something out of somebody, and they just fucking close you. They basically completely remove you from their life.
Well, what about just like if somebody posts something on Facebook or Twitter, if it's more than a few sentences, do you even bother to read it?
No, never, ever, ever, ever. But that's the beauty of Twitter is that there's a character limit. It's only like 140 characters. However, Facebook's a little different. I think you can type more. So like some people turn it into a fucking inspirational quote blog. Every 5 minutes they have some new fucking thing that they're going to type. It's just fucking these random internet faggots. Excuse me, gay people, I apologize. But, these internet faggots are doing you dirty.
So if somebody was to type in their Facebook status, quote, if we discovered that we had only 5 minutes left to say all that we wanted to say, every telephone booth would be occupied by people calling other people to stammer that they love them. That you wouldn't bother reading that. Is that what you're trying to say?
Absolutely not. Where the fuck did you find this piece of shit? Do you is this a person that posts nothing but quotes all the time? Little inspirational nuggets of wisdom.
Yes.
Can we get another one? Do you have any more examples of this shit?
I have. Yes, I do.
Let's hear it.
Beauty gets attention, but personality gets the heart.
Oh God. And quotes like that deserve a fucking shotgun shell popping out of a rifle or a shotgun aimed at you. As you're typing your final fucking quote into your Facebook status, it's so fucking
These are
terrible.
Actual quotes from a real person.
So this is a mystery person.
Yes.
This is mystery Facebook.
There's more!
Douche. There are more. Okay, let's hear this.
Limitations are only for those who expect reality.
Oh, God. I'm waiting for the one that says, hang
and
in there, baby.
Piece de resistance.
Let's hear it.
I can be your addiction if you want to get hooked on me.
Oh, my God. Who the fuck types this into their status?
That's anonymous information. I cannot reveal it.
I don't know. Maybe we'll have to get down to the to see if we can figure that out. Maybe we can band together and sort of have a bit of a revolution, man, and see if we can figure out who that might be. I have my own theories. But honestly, Frank, if you had a Facebook friend, and let's say Facebook friends, they're not all friends. There are people that you see maybe once a year. They're people that you've seen only online. They're just fucking collections of people that you want to see your shit, basically.
Right.
You have a bunch of shit. You want it to be seen. So you said, yes, I approve this person. They can see my shit. They are approved in seeing all the shit that I want to just fucking spray from my electronic asshole, a.k.a. keyboard, onto Facebook. They can see it all smeared on my fucking profile. These people. They're not fucking real friends. So if you saw somebody smearing this type of just fucking liquid diarrhea all over their fucking wall, would you even just hesitate before removing them? Or is it so awful that you need to see just how far they progress down this path?
I guess I just want to see how badly the train wreck is going to come about. I mean, it's just embarrassing stuff.
It's true. Now, granted, I literally want to see people, you know, have people see my shit, according to Friday in the Heroes.com room. But when I say shit, obviously, I'm talking about, oh, here's a video of Tyler's birthday party. It was so awesome when he forgot to blow out all the candles. And then also, at the springtime barbecue that we threw, you know, in 03, that was awesome. And when we all got together, that was pretty good.
Trip was awesome.
Well, is that a clue? I wonder if that's a clue. We'll have to see if we can unlock the mystery of the inspirational Facebook douchebag. We will see. We will see if we can lock that down, Frank.
I have a feeling that I'm losing a Facebook friend.
I'm on Omegle.com, and my new hello is just typing hearustalk.com and imploring them to see me talking to them. And people are all saying, what is it, you? I'm confused. Well, you know, you should eat shit, stranger who's watching me fucking type to you on a goddamn shitty fucking anonymous chat service. I hope that your fucking fingers fall off while you're seeing me say this to you. This is how you communicate. You see people, you hear people, you know who the fuck they are. This fucking, this type of glory hole chat room bullshit is just fucking garbage. And the guy's saying, fuck you, and he's telling me he's so dumb. He's actually typing back. He's saying, fuck you. God, the internet is great. The internet is so fucking great. Hey, why don't you lick my fucking dick, stranger? You fuck. Choke on a cock. Right, Frank? What do you think he should do? Dude, would you like to know where he's from? Is there anything you want to know about from this person? I'll ask them right now.
What's his age?
How old are you? How old are you, anonymous internet stranger? As if I could give a fuck. Seriously. Okay, he left. But the thing is, Frank, we ask these questions because we want to get some kind of a conversation going. These are conversation starters. Where are you from? What do you do?
It's sort of like I said, speed dating. When you speed date with somebody, I guess you'd want to get out to, you know, ask first question, do you have any STDs?
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't know if you'd want to ask that immediately and be one that they
I wouldn't
want to see number 16 ever again. He's bald and he asked me if I had STDs.
If you're speed dating with Ed McGrath, you'd probably want to ask that, but no.
But thing is, there's an end game with the speed dating. I mean, you may find somebody you'll spend the rest of your life with. You may find someone to blow you in a hatchback. But with this fucking thing, you get nothing. The only thing you get is that the conversation ends, and now you know all these useless facts about someone you couldn't give a fuck about. It's just a fucking terrible thing.
Have you ever declined somebody's friend request?
Yes. I feel guilty sometimes, but I know they can't tell. Because nobody checks their pending requests. Nobody checks the pending requests. I'm like, you know what? This is getting out of hand. You know, I understand I have a million people, like, you know, that I don't know. I mean, I don't have a million friends on Facebook. I mean, let's get down to it.
How many Facebook friends do you have? About 200, I think?
I don't know. It's in the hundreds, I'd say.
All right.
It's not a lot.
What percentage are friends that you requested?
1%, I think. I don't know. There may be a little higher, maybe 10. I don't know. But I think the real question is, what percentage have I actually met in real life? I would say that's close to 1%. I think that's true for, you know, a lot of people on Facebook.
I'd say less than 1%.
Really? How many friends are you pushing right now?
I think it's like 160 or something like that.
160. So about less than 1% for you. It just shows how fucking completely useless it is. And you know, it's fun. Yeah, you can play games. Yeah, you can do all this other shit. But it's just another thing that's going to be fucking useless in 10 years. In 10 years, you're going to be like, oh, we were on Facebook. And your kids are going to be like, yeah, well, it's all about ratemyfuckface.com.
Hey, how will Facebook evolve into something else? What would be the next step? Like, what could be the next step? I mean, what is something else that can be done?
I think the way to improve Facebook, I mean, to make it something that I would enjoy using again, is to privatize it more. I mean, how many times have you fucking just, like, hit the mother load by one of your friends tagging somebody else that you don't even fucking know, and now you can see everything about them? I don't know who the fuck this person is, but because some fucking fringe person I've never even met has written something on their profile, I now know everything they've ever done. I'm like, oh, look, they don't they don't fucking make hot dogs at barbecues. This is a fucking phenomenal day. Let me see the next picture. Oh, they have a Husky. It's such a monumental waste of fucking time.
So in other words, let me get this straight.
They uploaded these pictures without me, you know, having me in mind for seeing them.
Let me clarify this. So you're saying that even if you're not a designated friend of somebody, you'll still be able to see that person's pictures by way of association with somebody else that you're a friend with. Is that what you're trying to tell us?
If one of your friends does anything to somebody, I don't know if they fixed it recently, but you can pretty much do whatever, you know, see whatever you want about that person. It's fucking terrible. Speaking of terrible, it's not just services on the internet. It's not just anonymous chat sites. No, it's not. It's creations. Videos, to be exact. The thing that I do now, and I've done this with Jeff from The What Show, we've looked at certain categories of videos and just looked for the absolute most horrific displays of song, of music, humor, just poor videos, terrible videos. And I came across one, not even looking for it, it was featured today on YouTube. It's from an impressionist, and you may have seen the guy. He does like 101 impressions in like 3 minutes. But this one kind of intrigued me because it was called Christopher Rappin. And Rappin is spelled R-A-P-P-E-N. And in parentheses, it says a walk-in rap. So this guy's doing a fucking Christopher Walken rap song. And I have to fucking play it because it's absolutely hideous. So here we go.
Yeah. Whoa. Whoa. What? Me? No. Yes. You might know me as Christopher Walken, but now you can
just bask in it, Frank.
To me as Christopher Rappin. I've been acting for years, now I decided to rap. I thought, hey, anyone can do it. Just look at Shaq. Macho Man Randy Savage, yeah, he rapped too. Sure, it was a failure, but I'm bringing something new. I can rap about virtually anything. For example, I hate wasps because those jerks
stink.
I'm here on the scene. I eat green beans. Stay in school because it's pretty keen. Listen to me. My advice is free. Wear a condom or you'll regret it when you pee.
Oh my
yes,
good
kid.
God.
That was a reference to gonorrhea.
Yeah, fellas, I am the most hack impression anybody can do. It's fucking hideous. I can't stand it, Frank. I can't even listen to it anymore. Did you enjoy
like-
Of course you did. Of course you enjoyed it. Of course you enjoyed it.
But he was starting to go a little Russian. It was starting to get a little bit of a Russian
it
accent.
It was when
there.
He said Randy Savage and whenever.
Right.
It started to fucking to kind of clip out a little bit. It was fucking hideous. But the thing is, the guy in the video, the guy says, you know how he kind of makes a reference to how you shouldn't do the cowbell line because that's all anybody ever does. When they do their bad Christopher Walken impression. That's pretty fucking arrogant to say for a guy who's doing a rap video as Christopher Walken, where you're fucking mentioning, Randy Savage. It's fucking terrible. The internet is just fucked up, Frank. It's a piece of shit. It's fucking garbage. Absolute fucking garbage.
But yet you're on it every day.
I'm on it every day. I can't get off. I can't get off the internet. I've won, I don't know how many fantasy NCAA brackets on the internet. I think I won the HeroesTalk.com bracket. I didn't even know. I didn't even check it once. I said it and I forgot it.
Now, if I knew what a bracket was, I'd have a follow-up question.
You don't know what a bracket is? Do you even know what the Final Four is? You have to.
The Final Four, I know, has to do with any sporting event where there's only four teams left.
Okay. Now, you don't understand the concept of what a bracket is? Like, what?
I have no idea what that even means.
Take a best guess as far as what the bracket is.
Is a bracket when, like, if you have a tennis tournament where, like, you go against one person, the winner of that person goes against the next person, is that what a bracket is?
the bracket is what outlines the progression of a playoff or a tournament.
Oh.
They pit two people together. That person moves further down the bracket. And then they play on and play on until you're at the finals.
There's a lot of
I can't believe that I'm explaining this to
well,
someone.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of things I want to know. You know what I'm saying?
Really? Do you have a specific thing that you'd like to know, Frank?
Yeah, there is something that I would like to know.
Well, let's see.
I want to know what you're thinking. There are some things you can't hide. I want to know what you're feeling.
Tell me
what's on your mind.
It's no secret.
God damn it!
All right, this is the part of the show where Frank lets out one of those many, many things he has no idea as to what they are. He's trying to improve himself. He's trying to learn things. Frank, what is it that you'd like to know?
Well, let me preface by saying that this Saturday night, we went out to a tavern in the Upper East Side. Isn't that correct?
That's true. It was a celebration for the second annual Davy Shower. Casey and Dave expecting their second baby, young Stanley, the first boy in their family. And it was a good time. I had a pretty nice time hanging out, drinking drinks, and I noticed that you drank a few.
I drank more than you. It was, you know, we had a horrible, the waitress was horrible.
Yeah.
However, her stupidity benefited me because I got free drinks because when she fucked up certain drinks, she would just give the ones that she fucked up to me. So I had a free Malibu Bay Breeze. And I had a free, apricot sour, I believe. Thank you.
So you got free drinks because she was so inattentive?
Yes.
But then didn't you also do a shot?
I did a shot of something, like some peppermint schnapps of some peppermint something or other.
Peppermint schnapps.
Peppermint.
Well, let's not digress here. Apparently there's something that you want to know, and I'm guessing it's liquor related.
Right. I notice a lot of people, whenever they're drinking liquor, they use the term chaser.
Yes.
Now, I know chaser is affiliated with some type of liquor. I know it's people use it when they take liquor, but I don't even know what does a chaser mean? What exactly – how is it – what is a chaser and how is it related to alcohol?
What does the word chase mean, Frank? Think of that first.
A chase means when you run after somebody.
Okay, so you're running after something to kind of catch it, to do something
exactly.
To it?
Exactly.
Right.
Yes.
So something that is a chaser would be chasing something else. So if you're taking a drink of or a shot of something.
Wait,
very...
Wait, Ken, let me interrupt you. In the Ustream room, how does a grown man not know what a chaser is? Case in point.
And the person who said that, by the way, is Frank's bloody ass. So, I mean, this person's paying attention.
No, it's sticks.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Well, you know, I thought I'd make a fucking joke, Frank. It's not exactly like we're rebroadcasting the text in the fucking chat room.
But I know... Like, I
hold on! Right, so... Let me help the 40-year-old figure out what a chaser is.
38.
Round up. So, here's the thing, Frank. You know, by the way, that round up joke isn't going to be fucking applicable soon. I can't wait for the day that you have nothing to say after I say 40. The chaser, Frank, is what you throw down your throat after you have a strong drink. It's supposed to chase the strong alcohol so that
the science is that
it kind of smooths the trail. Some alcohols burn the throat. Sometimes, you know, it could be a little rough on you. You take a tequila. People often chase it. I don't know if it's technically a chaser, but people suck on a lime or some kind of a fucking lemon or something. They lick salt. They do all kinds of things to kind of take the edge off. That's what a chaser is.
But is it all in your mind, though? I mean, is it maybe just like a placebo type of situation where you really don't need the chaser?
I mean, depending on your level of drinking, you may not need a chaser. I'm guessing that that Irish Alky hasn't had a chaser since fucking fifth grade.
Oh!
Why is that an O? It's probably a fucking fact. I mean, that's the thing.
So let me ask you a question. A chaser is usually a non-alcoholic drink following an alcoholic drink?
Not always. It's not always non-alcoholic. You can.
Is it usually less?
It's less
than the
of less strength. For example, people chase tequila with beer. That's being discussed in the Heroes Talk room. Something softer than what you're drinking. That's what a chaser is. By the way, I wish I had a fucking freshman in high school that could just explain all this drinking stuff to you. For those who don't know, Frank is very new to the game of drinking alcohol. You would think that maybe he had some when he turned 21 about 50 years ago, but he didn't. He waited until about a year ago, about 6 months or whatever it was.
But listen to me. Let me get this straight.
Sure.
Does the chaser intensify the original consumption of alcohol?
I mean, if you chase something stupidly with like something harder, it might. I mean, you could honestly chase with anything. But the thing is, the chaser is supposed to take the edge off. That's the purpose of the chaser.
Are there like guidebooks that will tell you what you're supposed to chase with what type of alcohol? Like, what would you chase with a shot of Patron?
It's not like fucking picking a wine for a fish. Jesus Christ. Well, if I have salmon, I'm going to pick a nice white. You fucking dope. You just pick something weaker and throw it down your fat fucking neck. Not that your neck is fat or anything, Frank. I don't mean to cut your fucking, your self-esteem with that or anything, but the fact is we're doing 10 minutes on Chaser. What a chaser is. You know what I mean, Frank? You drink
something. Okay, let's move on then.
What did you do? You did a shot, correct?
I did a shot of a peppermint, it's a Rumpelstiltskin or something like
that. Yeah, Rumpelstiltskin. Is that what you did?
Yes.
How was the Rumpelstiltskin?
It was, it made my breath nice and fresh.
Didn't prick your finger? Put you to sleep?
No.
You had to have a nice prince come by with a fucking a mane of wild black hair by the name of Doug, a.k.a. Towley. Did you see the fucking head of hair on that kid?
He's got a fucking mop on him.
That guy, honestly, I've never seen a head of hair like I hate saying the fake name, Towley. What is it with when you meet people from the internet and now you have to fucking use their fake name?
I call him by his real name.
I respect you on that end. You make an effort to learn everybody's fucking name. I can't do it. I mean, I was thankful that I knew the people that I spoke to, I knew their names. But I'm walking into the place and people are like, oh, it's DJ Newstyle. I'm like, oh, I'm a fucking person.
Well, you know, people are a fucking shocked person. To see you at... People are very shocked to see you at these events.
Why are they shocked?
You're like a fucking superstar when you come to these fucking events.
Shut the fuck up, superstar. I'm a person with a fucking shitty beard that drinks two drinks, falls asleep on a
awful.
Train on the way home.
It is an awful That's beard. That. And you did fall asleep on the train, and it was very embarrassing.
I did. The difference now with this night out on Saturday is that that we had both of our women with us. Donna made her first appearance. Donna made her first appearance.
She made her first public appearance.
Yeah, probably ever, because I think you lock her away.
No, I don't.
Everybody seemed to be very taken with your wife. When immediately after they were introduced to her, came the inevitable follow-up question of, what the fuck are you doing with him? Frank, I believe Aurelis said, Frank, how did you get her, bald man? And your only excuse was, I wasn't always, and then whatever their complaint about you was. Like, I wasn't always bald. I wasn't, always insane. Tidbit 88 is saying that Donna equals hot legs. I don't know if that's appropriate. Don't know if that's appropriate. Oh, but it's true. You brought her out there, Frank. Did she have a good time?
She had a very nice time meeting everybody. Everybody was very gracious and kind, and I appreciate it. And
Steve the LARPer, I don't even think he was there. I don't even think he's ever seen Donna, but I guess just from knowing what she does for you, he says, I'd throw one in Donna.
Oh, boy.
Is that a problem? Are you going to have words with Steve the LARPer now? Who wants to throw one in the mother of your children?
I see.
Apparently, he's seen her on Facebook now.
Yes, but what about you? Did you have a good time? We did a little dinner action beforehand.
Yeah, we did. For some reason, you and you've said this before on the show. You have just been completely head over heels in love with the burger at the Brooklyn Diner, $17 burger at fucking Brooklyn Diner. It could be no. This is Ken. This is the best burger I've ever had in my life, Ken. Admit that, dude. Admit that, dude.
And you will not ever give me the satisfaction.
It's a fucking hamburger with bacon on it and fucking crisp onions. That's it.
Ken said that he will never agree with me on anything because it will show a sign of weakness if he agrees with me.
Yeah, but in this case, I'm fucking justified. This burger is not as good as you fucking make it out to be.
Come on, it was rated number one in NYC.
In what?
NYC.
Oh, okay. Because I would think that, you know, people would just call it New York. Just call it New York, Frank. Jesus Christ. So you think it's the best thing ever, blah, 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 blah. I've had it before. Nothing special, let me just say.
All right, you, after you took a bite, you said it is a good burger.
It is a good burger.
You changed your tune. You changed your tune a lot. Like, you said that the pastrami sandwich, well, that's a good sandwich. But then 10 minutes later, an hour later, you're like, it wasn't that good.
It was okay. I'm not going
to. Oh, now it's okay.
It was
before,
okay.
When you were biting, you said, that's a good sandwich. I'll eat the whole thing.
I've had time to reflect on it. I've stewed on it. The bread, you know, it didn't have shit on it. I had a little tiny shot glass of mustard. I had to smear it all over the fucking thing with each bite. I ran out of mustard. The bread was fucking soaking wet with pastrami juices. And, you know, it was the only reason it was really good is because there was a lot of it. Now, the thing, Frank, you tell everybody in the world that this is the best burger you're ever going to have. Blah, 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 blah. My girlfriend likes hamburgers, so she ordered the fucking burger. How many bites did she take out of that fucking thing? How many bites did she take out of this fucking burger, Frank?
I wasn't watching to see how many bites she took out of it. I was too busy eating it myself.
You were done in 5 fucking minutes.
That's true.
Your plate was empty. Your plate was completely empty, and you were asking, is it all right if I get soup? Should I get soup?
I wanted to get a bowl of pea soup. I haven't had fresh pea soup in a long time.
Pea soup. So I think if I count, you know, maybe the first little nibble, she probably took 3 bites out of the entire burger and said, I'm full, and that's it. That's all. She had maybe a couple of fries.
But you said you ate beef jerky before you got there.
Yeah, how much beef jerky can you fucking eat? And
I don't know. You told me you weren't hungry because you had beef jerky.
I was trying. It was a little awkward because you were marveling at why I didn't finish my plate. You were sitting there wondering, you know, if it's appropriate for you to eat the fucking display lemon meringue pie they have on the fucking register. And you were saying, why don't you finish that, dude? Dude, you could eat that. Why don't you eat that?
Because you eat like a woman sometimes.
I just wasn't hungry. I ate a gigantic sandwich. I didn't need to fucking finish it, Frank. So what I did, like a human being, I sat, I digested what I ate, and I had them wrap up the sandwich, and then I went to the bathroom, where I discovered something. I've seen it before. It's not a new thing. They had it wasn't the best-looking bathroom, let's just say. And they had a little squeeze pump of mouthwash with some paper cups nearby. And my first thought is, no fucking way. Then I'm like, oh yeah, I did it. I took the mouthwash, put it in the cup. I think I even saw a little something black floating in it. And I did it. Cleaned my mouth out. Right in that bathroom. Spit it into my bowl full of piss that actually didn't flush with the automatic flusher. So I left a nice little slurry of mouthwash and piss in a bowl for my girlfriend to use.
Wait, this was a one unisex bathroom?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, and Goatweed saying he's asking if this was public mouthwash. Yeah, it was. Public mouthwash. Frank, did you even go in that bathroom? I guess you don't even bother.
I didn't stand 10 feet from the bathroom, but listen to me. Let me get this straight. This was a pump, a mouthwash pump, if you will?
It was a mouthwash pump, yes.
Okay, now you realize that when people are pumping that, their hands are most likely just have touched their dick or wiped their
A's. That's true, and it would be a problem if I were licking the pump. However,
No, you don't understand. I'm sure that their hand at some point will have touched the piece, the opening that where the mouthwash comes out. Okay, so when their thumb accidentally touches the piece, the opening, because then you put it into a cup, so you're as drinking somebody's feces.
I'm not drinking anybody's feces, and I'm not even drinking it. I'm just swirling it around, spitting it to the bowl.
I hope you get a case of trench mouth.
Thank you, Frank. I hope you get a bloody asshole every time you wipe. Oh, you have one.
I already have that. I have
all this cautious living, and look at you. You're fucking open on one end, pouring blood. You fucking dope. Just fucking, you know, live a little bit, Frank. Go into that bathroom. swirl the public mouthwash around. Get a fresh little, breath on you. It wasn't that bad. And you know, at first, I even posted a picture of it on my Tumblr. You know, not necessary. But the caption I put was no thanks, and then 30 seconds later, I'm using the mouthwash. And I've seen it before, and I've used it before. I would usually use it if the bathroom looked nice, but, you know, my breath was stank, and I needed it. You know, desperate times, Frank. Desperate times. So you would never even conceive of doing that.
Come on. I don't even use the bathroom, but I'm going to use a fucking mouthwash.
Let's say your mouth is just so incredibly disgusting. You have halitosis. You've eaten an everything bagel with garlic cream cheese. You go to that bathroom, and you know, like, you can smell your own breath. When it gets to that point, it's fucking terrible.
I don't care, but
you would just go with it.
Let me ask you a question. If you know you have, if you're like working or something, and you know you have really, really bad breath, and there's nothing you can do about it, you can't, you know, go out and leave breath. How do you talk to people when you know you have bad breath? Do you put your hand over your mouth?
No, because then that clues them in that something's wrong. Like, you're either missing a tooth, you have herpes, or you have terrible breath. And, you know, if they're going to have to pick amongst those three, I'd hope they guess the less tame. So I may as well just, answer for them by breathing into their fucking face. So, I mean, why am I going to obscure it? If they're going to already think bad things about me, they may as well smell bad things from me. I mean, if I'm stuck and I have nothing to do, I mean, you know, what am I going to say?
But
it's not like it's not like we have public mouthwash.
Do you try to stay a certain distance away?
Yeah, I'm not going to try to make out with people in my fucking office. Listen,
this is no secret. You're a computer technician.
Yes.
Now, say you're helping somebody and you're bending, you know, you're crouching, hovering over their shoulders, helping them. How do you handle a situation like that? And you know you have bad breath.
Well, what I'll do, since I already don't want to be helping them, I already have stuff I need to do as it is. I will just, you know, normal distance with extra breathing out. I want them to be disgusted by me so they don't have to call me over ever again. So the more disgusted they are with me, the less likely they are to, you know, to call me over for problems they could have fixed themselves. Because that's the true burden of the IT guy. You know, they're like, oh, you know, I deleted my screensaver. So first of all, this person doesn't know the definition of fucking screensaver. And they are calling me over because their fucking desktop wallpaper got fucked up. This is eating up my time. So I'm going to breathe my stank air on them and hope that they never call me again.
Did you ever have somebody whose breath was so bad that the air coming out of the person's nose was stinky too?
Yes. Yeah.
How awful is that when you have bad nose air breath? Whatever the fuck.
Since your nose air is like a filtered version of your mouth air, it's pretty bad. That is very fucking bad. I did get caught once with bad breath at the dentist, and I knew it was bad because he was telling me to breathe through my nose. Yeah. All right. If you could just breathe through your nose, that'd be great.
How embarrassing and belittled were you?
I didn't give a shit. You know, you're drilling my face. You know, I'm not going to do you any fucking favors. Like, that's what gets me. People go to the dentist to get a filling, and they make sure, you know, oh, I better brush three times. The dentist is coming. Fuck him. He's seen pancakes before. Let him pick the shit off your teeth. Who gives a fuck? That's what he's there for. Fuck him. He's doing damage to you is what I say. Why don't we take a quick break here? I know, Frank. I know.
Shut up.
You can just keep going forever.
Asshole.
I can't. I need to take a little break every now and then. It's the DJ New Style Show. DJNewStyleShow.com.
DJ.
No, no. That doesn't come yet. No, that's not. No.
The DJ New Style Show will be back after something.
I'm DJ New Style, but let's stop for a second. Just call me Ken. We're gonna be friends here, okay? Online e-pals. We'll do what online friends do. We'll post messages to each other. We'll create threads together. Post images, play games. I mean, where else could we do that? Facebook, MySpace, Twitter, Tumblr? No, none of those places. We'll do it on a message board on HearUsTalk.com. Create your little account, make your little name, and meet me there. All you have to do is go to RadioBronzeFans.com. I'll see you there. Thank you.
Hey.
I don't know how we're going to go on vacation next week.
Oh, don't even start with that friggin' thing.
Well, it's summertime.
Ugh.
Frank, what's the deal? You had a vacation plan for next week. Where are you headed?
We're going to upstate New York, and it's called Lake George in upstate New York, and I'm dreading it. See, vacations are not pleasurable for me because they're very stressful for me because of the whole preparation and everything. So what we're doing is I'm having my wife and kids go a few days before me so she can sterilize the room and clean everything. And then when I go there, it'll be all safe and sound for me. I also purchased two toilet bowl seats, an oval-shaped elongated one and a round one. And the toilet bowl seat will be changed before I get there.
Well, why would you buy two different kinds? Why wouldn't you just buy the same one?
I buy two different kinds because I don't know what kind of toilet they have there. I don't know if they have a round one or an elongated one. So I buy one of each just to make sure.
Why don't you just buy a cover? Here's what you do. Buy some kind of fucking like plastic pants and just cut a hole around your asshole. It's just going to hang over the open toilet.
What about my children? My children's asses will be on there too.
They already sit on the school's toilets.
Don't even
Your children are fucking tainted right now. Contaminated your kids.
I got to tell you something.
There's no going back.
When Kayla was little, when she was in preschool, I used to forbid her going on public toilet seats, and she would hold her bladder and I used to give her a reward if she didn't use the public toilet bowl seat when she got home. I would give her like
did you shit in somebody else's toilet? No, right. Daddy. Here's $1. Best dad ever. Way to really create some kind of phobia about the fucking bathroom that's definitely gonna go away before adulthood.
So anyway, one time she held it so long. And she started to cry in class, and the teacher, I think, called my wife up and said, you know, Kayla's crying, and she says, why? And she says, because she's afraid to go to the bathroom, and it was a big fucking fiasco.
See, I'm laughing not at your kid, but I'm laughing at you, because that is probably the most horrific and terrible thing you could do to a child who has to pee constantly.
No, I understand that.
How long did this go on? How long did you forbid her from doing this?
2 years. It was preschool.
Okay, preschool through kindergarten.
See, what the problem with preschool was, there was a shared bathroom between boys and girls. So I know the little boys are pissing all over that bowl because Luke pisses all over the bowl.
Yep.
Okay?
Absolutely.
So I know she's sitting her bare ass in some 5-year-old piss.
Oh, shit.
Okay? So that's, now she's in grammar school where they have separate boys and girls bathrooms. So I just know that if she's going to sit there, I know she's just sitting where another girl sat. So she's not going to be sitting in boys' piss. See?
The thing is about the kids in the bathroom, they pee everywhere. It's not just even in the right toilet direction. In the sink, right, in the corner, just like, you know, because they saw it. Maybe they saw an episode of Oz once. They just piss everywhere. And there used to be this group of kids that prided themselves on shitting in the sinks at my school. They used to be called the Notorious Sink Shitters. They used to just write NSS in their own shit.
Did you ever go into the bathroom and see the shit in the sink?
Yes. Everybody did. They were notorious.
Oh.
These kids, the people are fucking disgusting. Everybody is disgusting, especially men's or bathroom that are used by males of the species. They're the most disgusting bathrooms in the entire world.
A lot of people, I think I was talking to Best in Show Chris, when he goes to public bathrooms, he stands very far back at the urinal in order not to get the splashback. But if you stand way far back, once the stream is done pissing, it's going to drip a little on the floor. It's not a good idea.
I do kind of the same thing, but when I go into the stall because, you know, I don't want to be next to that fucking urinal that has the permanent pubes all over it and the caked on piss. So I go in the stall, I lean up against the fucking back of the door, and I just freehand it. I haul it out, and I just let it go. I lean a certain way so that it's, gravity does its thing, and I don't piss on myself. And I get a constant stream going. I don't even have to touch it. I open the zipper.
Isn't it true that you don't pick the toilet bowl seat up at home? Is that what you do?
Yeah, why not? I aim. I have impeccable aim. Anybody who pees on the seat is a rookie.
But one time you told me you dripped a little bit on the seat and you wiped it off with your sock foot.
Many, many, many years ago. I pissed on the seat and I was in a rush, but I had my socked feet. As disgusting as I am, I figured I'd just pick my foot up and wipe the seat and walk out. And that's what I did. And periodically, I'm not gonna lie, I'll do it again, goddammit, next time I piss on the seat, but it's been a while, because I have impeccable aim, as I said before. Why not?
Hello, anonymous internet. I'm DJ New Style. Nice to meet you, bitches.
Yeah, nice to meet you indeed. Welcome back to the DJ New Style Show. You can download sample clips like that from DJNewStyleShow.com. Subscribe. Download everything we've ever done. It's, you know, it's fair. At best, mediocre, whatever. It's fantastic, if you ask me. Mediocre, if you ask anybody else. That's what I say. But we do have listeners that send emails in from time to time. Frank, I'm not going to acknowledge you when you do that. That's very rude. Very rude. What do you have to say for yourself? What do you have to say?
So sexy.
Very, very, very awful and stolen. We have a listener here named Clayton. He says, my name is Clayton. I am writing to let you know how much I enjoy your internet radio program. I've noticed that a majority of your listening base is from the northeast part of the country, and wanted to let you know that there is a small devoted fan base beginning here in South Texas. I've begun downloading your old podcast from iTunes, and I'm encouraging my family and friends to listen to not only your show, but everything that is provided from the Heroes Talk platform. Thank you for providing entertainment to me and my family. You're welcome, Clayton! God damn it. That's nice and heartwarming. Yeah, how does that make you feel?
It's nice when you entertain the family.
It is. You know, I'm glad to know that Ma down in fucking South Texas has taken a couple hours out of her week of looking for roadkill to put into stew and has decided to listen to our fucking show. He continues with, I've almost gotten up to speed with the previous installments of your show, and he finally got to episode 204, where you mentioned a trip to Texas. He knows that it's about 2 weeks behind, but he wants to apologize because, as he says, I felt compelled to explain the definition of the word Yankee. Alki used it to define it as a term like cracker, which is completely inaccurate, but the term is used by us in the South to define a person from the North in a disparaging nature. The Mason-Dixon line is certainly a good place to start when defining the North. The term is derogatory, but is rarely intended to make fun of the person to their face, more a description of their mannerisms and nature. We in the South tend to think that people from the North act like they are just a bit better than we are. Yankees tend to rub their supposed sophistication in the face of people from the South. Many times, the term is used to let people know what kind of a person they're dealing with. The term is certainly not intended to be thrown out like a curse word like asshole, but it certainly can be. So now I'm not really sure where, you know, I am. I was called a Yankee on my trip to Texas. Were they being playful? Were they, you know, generally calling me an asshole because I didn't want to wear a coat? I can't tell. Like, sarcasm in a Southern accent, I just can't fucking discern it one way or the other. One way or the other, I don't fucking know what he means. And yeah, you know what? Maybe I like to assert my superiority over the South. Maybe I like to do that, because you know why? The North won the war. We didn't need, to purchase people to do things. We did it. We did it. But you know what? You guys are still, waving flags from the fucking 1800s and talking about wars and all that shit. I'm a goddamn Yankee, because I don't wear a fucking jacket. Eat my shit. But thank you for the definition. Thank you for the definition. Frank, did you have anything you want to say to Clayton?
No, I want to thank Clayton for listening, and I don't like the fact that you're alienating individuals.
How am I alienating anybody?
If somebody wants to put a flag out or what have you, that's all well and good.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm from the North, which means I'm awesome. So whatever I say goes.
You're no better than anybody else.
I do. I'm from the North.
People from the North are no better than anybody from the South.
Yeah, we are. We tend to, you know, actually give a shit when we're doing things. We don't just fucking lollygag at the grocery store when we're, a cashier in the North needs a price check, they're on the phone right away. They don't just fucking stop with a line of 20 people to go see how much a fucking mango costs. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show. Who's this?
DJ New Style Show. Who's this?
It's VA Messenger.
By the way, nice meeting you.
You know, I want to
Saturday night.
I wanna... Yeah, VA Messenger, as soon as I came in there, he planted a big wet kiss on my cheek, and I think he actually stuck his tongue in. He licked my cheek a little bit with his tongue.
You loved it. You loved it.
I did love it. I liked it a lot.
Ew.
And look, I'm having a big problem with you talking about disparaging remarks about people from the South.
Really?
We're people. We're not all rednecks.
Oh, okay. This is coming from the guy who had full hiking gear at a fucking bar in New York City. You're wearing a fucking mountain climber's backpack. And a fucking...
No, that's a... Ken, that was a bike messenger bag.
Okay, I'm sure it was. I thought I saw fucking snowshoes and a fucking open can of beans. I didn't know. I was confused.
You're mistaken. That was a bike messenger bag.
I'm sorry. It's okay.
I apologize. I'm sorry. I apologize.
It's okay. But, you know, again, it was nice meeting you. You know, welcome to the North. I'm sure you loved it because obviously it's a few, you know, degrees latitude higher than where you are.
Why are you saying nice meeting you? I've met you before.
No. I've never met you.
Yes, I have.
No, you have not. When did you meet me? I never fucking met you, did I?
Yes, you have met me before.
Yeah? When? I don't remember.
I'm not sure exactly, but I've met you before.
No, you haven't, Wes. Believe me, trust me. I would know if I saw somebody, you know, like you, with the beard and the fucking, you know, the fucking gruff nature and the willingness to fucking lick a bald man's face. I would know. Frank,
you know
did.
What?
Did you lick Frank's face? Out with it.
I'm sure I did.
And by the way,
adorable.
By the way, he's. Frank, would you say he's a pretty shocking person?
When you say shocking, what do you mean by
like
that?
He tries to gross people out, you know, kind of take them off guard.
Yeah, I mean, when we were at somebody's house, he was lunging at me, trying to kiss me and whatnot. But he I guess so. But he's a very nice guy. He's got a good heart.
Oops, sorry about that. Yeah.
I thought my phone was ringing. What happened?
I don't know, Wes. We'll just leave that be. Believe me, I honestly don't feel superior to the South because I live in the North. It's just a fact that I am superior because I live in the North.
Wes, when you're visiting the North, do you feel like you're odd man out? Do you feel awkward? How do you feel when you're visiting up North? Okay.
Wow. Apparently he's ducking out in his fucking in his rail car so that the fucking conductor doesn't find him under that stack of hay, and I guess his cell phone cut out. It's okay. VA Messenger is you know, he's a friend of the show. I guess he's trying to get his streak going. He has had a streak in the past. He may have one again. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Germ Freak. Who's this? I know who it is, and you need to fix your phone, Jeff. That's all I'm gonna say. Oh man, I think his phone cut itself off after its poor showing on the Ron Fez show today. But Jeff is from the What Show. Go to thewhatshow.com, download their episode, subscribe, have fun. It's a great time. Jeff, how are you? You're on the DJ New Style Show.
Oh, we are so superior in every conceivable fashion.
Thank you. The North is better, believe me. Jeff knows. You visited the South recently, correct?
Yes, North Carolina, and it was the worst experience of my entire life.
Now, I go there...
I hate every single one of them, and the Mason-Dixon line, in my opinion, should be a Mason-Dixon wall stretching thousands of feet into the air.
You guys are talking about the North, but you're talking about more like the Northeast. You're not talking about, like, Washington State and Montana.
No, Washington State and Montana are included.
As far as I'm concerned, anything out of the tri-state area is utterly worthless.
Really? I think Washington's a nice state. Montana, you know, a little creepy. I think moose and trees and pointless to live there. So if anybody ever says that while I'm on Omegle.com, they say they're from Montana, I'm just going to click disconnect because they have nothing to talk about except pine cones and butt-fucking relatives. But the thing
is, I have a fantastic West story if you have a moment.
Oh, I do. Please, we love to hear about VA Messenger, who is also known as Wes, when the government is after him for taxes. Who is this?
We were standing outside smoking a cigarette when a black gentleman, a homeless man, came up to us. He was carrying what I can only describe as a rhododendron, his pet plant. I'm not even joking. It was a gigantic plant with huge leaves. And Wes was playing around with him a little bit, and he goes, "You mind if I hold your plant?" And the guy hands him over the plant, and he goes, "Be very careful." He goes, "Well, sure, no problem." And then he takes the plant, and he throws it over the fence.
Holy shit!
Into the pit next to the restaurant, where I guess they were doing construction.
Oh,
and the look
God.
On the homeless man's face was like Wes just punted his dog over the bridge.
This was like a house plant?
Anchorman.
It was a house, like a house plant, and this homeless man, that's like all he had?
Did anybody get
like
video?
Homeless people like caress their plants and think they're real and stuff?
Yeah. Yeah,
well, Wes just threw his beloved plant into the pit next to the bar. I had to go in and fetch it.
If a tree ain't planted in the ground, it ain't worth having.
Yeah. And I'm
fucking
like, you know,
shoeless
Wes,
hippie.
What if that
what
guy,
are you doing?
What if that guy pulled out a knife and threatened
exactly.
your life? He goes, "Well, I have a fucking knife right here." And then he pulls out his knife. It was this device that uses X-Acto blades
Jesus.
As the knife, so that I guess when he cuts someone's throat, he can then swap out a new blade and then cut someone else's throat with the new one. He's a fucking weirdo.
Wes is, I'm pretty glad that is the first and last time that I've ever met Wes. Good to have met you, and, you know, I hope you understand that, you know, we never need to see each other ever again.
And I guess, I don't know, I guess Virginia has no ozone layer over it because he has the beatest red face I've ever seen
exactly.
in my entire life.
He looks like everybody that's ever survived Everest. Like, they always have that fucking face burn.
He's in a Hidalgo race in the Arabian Desert. Where he's just on a horse, and the sand and the sun is beating down on him and wearing his face to, like, a red leathery texture.
Yeah, it's like a garden gnome where they fucked up the hue of pink for the face, and instead they've included no white. And now you can't really tell if he's, you know, missing a layer of paint or if it's, you know, a Native American fucking gnome. He really, really, I don't know how it happened to him. He must be very, very light sensitive, and it just gets burned easily. It's fucking. He took a homeless man's plant and threw it basically in a place where the guy can't get it. In a construction zone with, like, you know, 12-foot tall fences that has been there for over a year now. So he's never getting his fucking plant.
And then we felt behooved to give the man some money. Like, you know.
Sorry, I did that.
You know, I wasn't planning to give him a dime, and I was just like, you know. Well, I'd give him, like, a couple of bucks, because I had no cash on me, and he doesn't take credit, so...
Yeah, Wes pulled out, you know, a gold nugget from his fucking... from his shoe pocket and handed it to the homeless man. That's his only form of bartering.
I'd like to commend Frank on his fantastic taste in drinks. He did bounce from the fruitiest of fruity... to the mintiest of minty. So,
well,
God
yeah,
bless you,
I want to actually mention that a little bit, Frank. You did. How many drinks did you end up having?
I probably had a half a dozen.
You had six drinks, and I know you were only drinking for 5 minutes.
Yes.
Why is it that every drink you ever get, you feel the need that it has to go from lips to fucking intestines within seconds?
It's so tasty. I just want to, like, when I eat something, I have to shove it all in my mouth because that's how I get the most full flavor.
He mentioned that he got free drinks. You got free drinks from the inept waitress, and
yes.
At one point you find yourself with two drinks in your hands, and you were
right.
sipping two straws at the same time.
Yes,
like they were fucking. You were shotgunning fucking mind erasers. You emptied the glasses in no time at all.
Yeah. I mean, I started off,
and you were fruitily licking the tips of the straws.
Right. They did not have my first choice, which was a Jolly Rancher. They didn't have my second choice, which was a Mai Tai. So I had to go with the third choice, which was a Fuzzy Navel.
But the thing about it is, though, you ordered these drinks. You placed the orders. Everybody else plays their orders. She comes back with the drinks except yours and says, "They don't know how to make that."
Yeah.
They don't know how to make a Jolly Rancher.
While shaking her head in embarrassment.
Yeah. She's like, "They don't know how to make that." And then eventually it got whittled down to whiskey sour. Jeff says, "Just make a fucking whiskey sour." She's like,
"Well, no,
they don't know how to make that."
Jeff mentioned an apricot sour, I believe, and they didn't even know how to make that. So I had to get stuck with a fuzzy navel. I had a cranberry and vodka. That's pretty much of a man drink.
No,
and, he wouldn't drink a drink unless it had a fruit in it of some kind.
Yeah, you need some kind of a fucking something from a berry patch
you get,
in order to get wasted.
I did have a very powerful shot of some type of peppermint schnapps of some sort.
Well, he had a shot with my wife, and my wife was able to put it down without issue, and Frank had a seizure.
Frank had a fucking conniption
no.
from this goddamn shot. You were I'm gonna puke. You fucking dry heaved three times from one ounce of Rumplements.
It's very strong and it was hurting my insides.
And all the while, Jeff's wife Missy, host on the What Show, sitting there, you know, completely fine. Dare I say dainty? Dare I say proper? Sitting there, no problem in the world. You're over there fucking throwing a fit, clearing shit off the tables. You know what? You turn that back room into like Chris Farley's apartment in the death photos. There's just shit thrown all over the fucking place. Like you're just struggling to get to the door.
My liver is a virgin to alcohol, pretty much. So that's why it takes a lot. But you know, I drank more than you, my friend.
Yeah, you did.
I drank more than you.
But the thing is, it's not a fucking drinking competition. Do you understand that, Frank?
Never said it was, fuckface.
Well, why are you chastising me as though I didn't drink a lot? I intentionally didn't drink a lot.
By the way, Frank, it was an honor to meet your beautiful wife and Ken, your beautiful girlfriend. They're both fantastic women.
She had I'm going to speak for Amanda here. She had a pretty good time. You know why?
Really?
Yeah, she really did. And the thing is, because we had comfy seats. Comfy seats will unlock a world of good times. You just fucking let her sit down and converse when she feels like it. She's going to be A-okay. However, if you know she's forced to stand in a fucking bar with you know people she hates because she doesn't know them, it's going to be bad. But we had comfy seats, therefore we had a good time. So it was all good. It was a good evening. I look forward to the next time. I do.
Except for Wes.
Just let me know which outing Wes isn't going to, because I don't need to have fucking X-Acto blades held up my throat because I may be holding a hibiscus plant. Dope.
All right, guys, take care.
Thank you very much, Jeff. You can hear Jeff, his wife Missy, Arellis, and Pat on The What Show, Friday night, 10:30 to 1:30. And I believe they're going to be on XM Sirius, Sirius XM, whatever it is. Let's just say satellite radio. They're putting something together in the next few days, I believe, Frank. It's pretty good.
Oh, they're sweeping the nation. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah. I gotta say something, Frank. I have to say something. You have a problem. And it's not necessarily a dig at anybody. But you never really get excited when people accomplish things. I was talking to you about a fucking website I built. And it's pretty remarkable. It's useful. And you're like, yeah, great, wonderful.
I mean, you changed a couple of colors around, you know?
You didn't even say, you know, congratulations to Jeff for, you know, the satellite thing.
I spoke with Jeff. I said he would do really good. He'll be nice and smooth and not to worry about it. He'll do a good job.
Admit this. If good fortune isn't happening to you, if it's not happening to you, you don't give a shit. You generally don't care. No matter who it is.
I guess so.
Yeah. So, for example, you know, when Bret Michaels finally finds love on the tour bus, are you going to feel happy for him? Probably not.
You know, speaking of Bret Michaels, I'm glad you brought that up.
Well, what is it about Bret Michaels?
There was an episode of Bret Michaels... Oh, what the hell is the name of his show on VH1? It's escaping me right now. Tour Bus, Rock of Love Tour Bus. Okay.
Okay.
And there was an episode where one of the girls was talking to her boyfriend on a telephone and saying that Brett has fake hair, and he actually brought it up on the show. Because it's pretty obvious that the guy's wearing something on his head.
So do you have a question? I mean, does this come down to a question or something, or is it just you're going to recap the show?
Could you shut the fuck up and I'll give you it to you?
Okay, go ahead.
Long story short, I was surprised that Brett let this be broadcast. He let it be broadcast them talking about the fact that he had fake hair, and that he even mentioned, he says, I paid good money to have these European extensions of some sort. So he mentioned it on the show. He referenced the fact that he has fake hair.
Yes. Yeah, he has. He has done that.
I had a dream about Bret Michaels the other night.
Uh-oh.
And I had a dream that we were together face to face, and he picked up his wig and showed me that he was just bald underneath.
All right, Frank, I have a question for you about this dream. Brace yourself.
Is it gay?
Now, I don't know about you, but I think there's two parts to this. Number one, is it gay to have a dream about Bret Michaels that involves, you know, the big payoff isn't like, yo, I'm in his band, he's hooking me up with chicks. No, the payoff is he shows me underneath his fake hair.
Right.
That's the first part. The second part is it gay to admit that you had a dream about Bret Michaels to another guy? Do you feel gay doing any of these things? I'm going to say gay.
I can't help the way my stuff...
Gay and gay.
I can't help the way my subconscious thinks.
You absolutely can't. And apparently your subconscious really would love to see under Bret Michaels' wig. Now, what's the fascination with it? I'm asking, do you think that like by seeing underneath that, it would unlock some kind of mystery that would once again give you hair?
He was secure enough in our friendship to let me in on a little secret that he was in fact bald underneath.
So that's the basis of your newfound friendship.
You know, Bret Michaels, I guess, you know, every lady loves Bret Michaels.
I don't know about that.
All these girls are falling over for him. He's best thing since sliced bread. But to me, Bret Michaels is nothing more than a dirty old man.
He is. Okay?
He's a dirty, dirty. This guy's in his mid 40s.
Yeah.
He's going to these strip. He's open mouth kissing. This guy's got kids for Christ's sake. He's got daughters, I think.
Yeah.
He's open mouth tongue kissing these fucking barely 20-year-old chicks on TV, going to strip clubs. You know, come grow the fuck up already, will ya?
Yeah.
Come on.
He should really stop doing all that stuff at his age and just spend all of his private time with you, showing you underneath his hair. Why are you, like, you sound like somebody that just got kicked off the show, where, like, they finally realize that everything he's been doing is fucking deplorable and wrong. It's like, I mean, after all, I don't even like him, and he's just a dirty old man.
No,
he's a dirty old man, but you dreamt about him last night or whenever it was.
But, I mean, you watched the show. Don't you think it's a little just... I mean, don't you get disgusted seeing this guy, you know, tongue-kiss these women? You know, it's just... And then these pathetic women. He's making out with a woman. He'll go on, like, a double date with
Frank,
these two chicks or whatever.
He's a fucking rock star. That's what he does.
Listen to me. He's sitting there making out with one woman... And the other ladies are just watching him, but yet they're falling in love with him. I mean, show some respect for yourself,
the
ladies.
The guy figured it out, Frank. He wrote a few songs in 1987. He went through a few tubes of mascara, and now he just all he does is fucking fuck whores, basically. I mean, what's the big deal?
Listen, he's one of the greatest songwriters ever to live. I mean, come on, Unskinny Bop. You can't beat
Unskinny,
that.
There's nothing more to say. Other than Unskinny Bop. That's all I'm saying. You really think he's one of the top 10 songwriters?
Come on. Every Rose Has a Thorn is equivalent to fucking Freebird by Lynyrd Skynyrd, for Christ's sake.
Are you serious? You're being said Poison to You is big.
Every Rose Has a Thorn is I like the part where he says...
you know it's been a while now!
I like how he equivalates, if that's even a word, thorn.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Equates.
You hear two bars of the song, and your fucking knees are turning into jelly, Frank.
Well, he says every rose has a thorn. So, in other words, what he's trying to tell us is that not everybody's perfect.
No, not everybody's perfect, Frank. And the ironic part is that even your dream man, Bret, is not perfect. As he lifts up his wig and bandana and says, Frank, gaze upon my scalp. Look at my scalp, Frank. I'm just like you. But the fact is that I'm a rock star. Every bald man has a gay dream. You're so fucking terrible. Oh my god. So you think this is the song
this
that defines
probably,
your era?
This is the new Stairway to Heaven. Okay, this song will outshine anything anybody puts out.
Well, it's a decent song. I mean, you know, it's something that I guess you get an acoustic guitar when you're fucking 12 years old. You learn how to play. But Frank, what happens? What happens when things are a little boring? You need a little something extra. Maybe you need a little action.
I want action tonight.
Oh, man. The guy's a fucking... He is the glam Bob Dylan. Listen to these lyrics. And these riffs.
This is rock and roll at its finest. The bebop. The toe tapping rock and roll.
Does it get better than Ricky Rocket and CeCe DeVille?
What about pick up that guitar and talk to me?
Oh, you know what? I can't. You know what? I'm not gonna fucking bullshit and be sarcastic when we have that fucking song right here. Fucking what do you want? You don't want anything but a good time. Listen to this. We'll turn this fucking end of this show into a goddamn poison rock block. That's what I'm saying. Frank, who's better, Poison or Bon Jovi?
That's a tough one.
How is it a tough one when they're both garbage?
They're two very talented individuals. Well, let me ask you that.
Well, they're not individuals. I said Poison, and then I said Bon Jovi. While you could interpret Bon Jovi to be an individual, Poison is an amalgam of talent featuring Bobby Dahl,
so is
Ricky
Bon
Rocket, CeCe DeVille, and Bret Michaels.
Bon Jovi's the name of the band, you prick, so you fucked up.
Well, I said you could interpret him to be an individual, because his fucking last name is there. Unless Torres decides to have some fucking gay relationship with Bon Jovi and takes his last name, like the true faggot he is, then I'm right and you're wrong. But
poor
Frank,
Alec
I don't need
Van
to argue.
Such. Poor Alec Van Such is all I have to say.
And it don't get better than this.
Pick up that guitar and talk to me!
I think that's the wrong song.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't even know, Frank. Poison is hideous. They killed the 80s. Poison killed the 80s.
Do you like when the rock songs put the members of the band's name in the song?
No.
Come on, Steve! You know, when they put their names in.
Who says, come on, Steve?
That's in Def Leppard. Come on, Steve. Joe Elliott says that to the late, Steve Collin, I believe his name is. He goes, come on, Steve. Da-na-na-na-na.
Yeah, okay. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Germ Freak. Who's this?
Armageddon it.
He hung up. Fuck it. Armageddon it. Now you're going to Def Leppard.
Armageddon it.
So you think Def Leppard is better than Poison?
No, I'm just saying, they put the names of the people group in there. Same thing with Smoking in the Boys' Room. He puts the names of the people in there.
Yeah. I don't know, Frank. This is fucking hideous. Did you ever have buckshot jeans, Frank?
No, but I had a Great Britain shirt back in '83.
Did it have sleeves?
No.
Way to go, Frank Mills. Way to go. Oh, man. But are you getting it, Frank?
Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah!
Oh, I'm sorry. The idea of this supergroup, Poise Jovi, in the Heroes Talk chat room is just too fucking delectable. You can't stop it, Frank. So don't rock it. Sing it, Frank. Go ahead.
Are you getting it? Are you really getting it?
Yeah, let's end that, please. Jesus Christ. Frank, your decade was the most horrid fucking thing I've ever heard in my life. And I grew up in it. Hideous. Hideous, Frank. But you know what? I don't know. I think we're lacking a little something here right now. I think we need something to happen. Maybe, Frank, maybe, just maybe, we should get rocked.
Do we want to get rocked?
Fucking gay. Oh, man, this is hideous. Frank, did you actually put this on, like, before you went out? What was your going out music in, like, 1987 or 88?
Well, you know,
like, what would pump you up? Pump you up for going out?
You know what would pump me up a lot? A song by a group called The Outfield.
The Outfield.
It's called
Your Love.
Yes. Yes.
Interesting.
Somebody gave that record to me, and I would play that before I would go to ShopRite every day.
Wait. Before you go to work, you would listen to this and it's like, oh, I'm ready for produce.
I'm ready to squeeze those melons, yeah.
Oh, my God. This is your song right here. This is fucking terrible.
It had a great guitar riff.
This is one of those videos where, like, they're walking to do something. They're getting ready to prepare for a show. They're walking through the set.
Apparently, you just have the instrumental version.
No.
Josie's on a vacation far away.
Let me know which part of the song you clip your name tag onto your fucking schmuck. Fucking
no, douche. I like the way the drums start beating with the guitar. It's just a good song. And I think it's actually a remake by somebody as well.
Yeah, it might be.
I think some
Katy Perry or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
But it's a good song.
But that's what you would listen to before you started working at ShopRite?
I got that album right before I started working at ShopRite in 1986. Ugh. And I would listen to it before that. That's all.
And
that's all.
It pumped you up.
It didn't pay. You know, it was a nice thing.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I don't know, Frank. Yeah. I mean, I'm thinking. Did you have name tags? You
yes,
obviously had a name tag, right?
Yes.
When you were working at ShopRite, did anybody ever address you by your name? Customers, obviously, employees, superiors. Did people address you by your name?
There were times, yes, and it would freak me out.
It's a little bit unsettling when you work retail. You have that stupid, unnecessary tag on. Ken, I had a question for you. Like, holy shit, do I fucking know this guy? Do I fucking know him? I was just listening to The Outfield only hours ago. And now this guy thinks he knows me. And he's going to ask you about produce, because that was your fucking department, correct?
I was in all departments. I was a price changer, everything. I knew where everything, whenever somebody wanted to know where something was, I could tell you what aisle it's in.
You could. You knew it all.
I think even after 50, almost 20 years, I could tell you what aisle something was in.
And you worked at the registers sometimes, right?
I worked everywhere.
Were you ever the cashier that, looks at something, doesn't have a tag?
I would get into arguments with customers because they would give me like a coupon for things they didn't have. I said, excuse me, but you do not have this coupon item. You will not be getting this discount.
Oh, so they would just, you know, take like 30 cents off of something.
Right, right.
So you predate databases, I guess, because now they tie fucking UPC codes together with tickets, you fuck.
We have to enter it manually.
You predate the scanner. That's amazing.
I had my high school guidance counselor come in one time. Well, let me ask you, did you ever have like a teacher or somebody come in to Frank's nursery and crass while you were working there, or a situation like that, a neighbor or something?
It's interesting when somebody that is normally an authority figure steps into your world. And now guess what? You're the one that knows where the fucking thread
I'm
is.
I'm in control, man.
you know where the cantaloupes are.
I know where the gravy master is.
I know what the plue code is, bitch. Don't flex on this, motherfucker.
My my guidance counselor, her name was Miss Bell, I believe.
Yes.
She came into my line, and she gave me a stack of coupons, and she for items that she did not have. So
oh,
I'm in a dilemma.
Man.
Okay, what do I do? I have his fucking guidance counselor.
She can
you know,
fuck your world up.
Make a big deal about it. You know, what do I do? This and that, that and this. And it was the first and only time where I let things slide.
You let it slide?
I let it slide.
And what did you get out of it? Anything?
I got nothing.
Exactly. You should have
died 2 weeks
you
later.
You should have fucking run her down into the ground and did a fucking touchdown celebration dance.
Yes.
Right in that fucking that little aisle with the inquirers and the candies and all that. You should have fucking done it. But you didn't. You let it pass. But you were on point, though, Frank. You knew what was going on. There's always that one person that knows everything, where everything is. But for every one of those, there's two cashiers. How much is this thing? How much is that? For something that doesn't have a fucking a sticker on it, because they're too fucking lazy.
Let me tell you about something. I was a price changer, okay? Now, the law is when you have a price a can, you're supposed to scrape that label off. A lot of times supermarkets will simply put the new label over the old one, okay? So a lot of times they would you could peel the old label new label off and get the old one underneath it, and it was usually cheaper. You're supposed to scrape it off or use a black marker.
Well, Mike Nice, what do you think about this this practice of being a price changer and just sticking it over or removing the tag? I mean, what do you think?
I mean, if you got to switch a tag, you got to switch a tag.
I mean, that's what you got to do, pretty much. I think that's just how it goes. If you got to switch a tag, you truly have to switch a tag. And if you're going to work at a grocery store, be responsible. And I think that's probably about it. Thank you very much for tuning in to the DJ New Style Show, episode 206. You may have missed 205 episodes of magic. If you did, if you missed one, go to DJNewStyleShow.com. Download the episodes, download the clips, subscribe to the podcast. The podcast is a collection of MP3 audio files. It is not a fucking internet radio show. Eat my dick. Frank, do you have anything to say?
But this is us yet. No, shut up. Hey, Ken, is there anything you'd like to say?
No, I am good, thanks. Ricola!
Ricola!
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Hasha. Give it to me, baby. Give it to me.
Go suck banana. Fuck you.